Blog Talk Radio.
Enchant Psychic Readings by Christiana, your intuitive psychic empath.
Hi everyone, my name is Christiana. Welcome to my show. A little bit about myself. I am mainly intuitive and clairaudient. Clairaudient means I receive messages from spirit through hearing. Sometimes it's like someone is talking to me, and other times it's an inner voice. My tools of choice are the pendulum, tarot, runes, and oracle cards. I use whatever I am drawn to pertaining to each client. I have been doing readings for people on and off for the past about 13 years. I'm highly accurate, but please keep in mind that I'm not perfect and bound to sometimes make mistakes. I am an empath. I'm also an empath, and I absorb feelings of others and their energy, so I'm able to pick up on your energy just by hearing your voice. I look forward to working with all of you. I'm asking for donations today. It's not mandatory. It's donation basis. I will answer two questions if you can donate $10. One question, you know, one question is it's free, but if you want, you could donate $5 for one question. Also, if you have called in within the past, one of the past two shows, I ask that you just listen to the show rather than calling in to give opportunity for new callers to call in and get readings. Okay. Oh, and also, please check out my Facebook page, Enchant Psychic Readings with Christiana. The link is in the description box here on Blog Talk. Please click on the link. I can give you a much longer reading for a reasonable price and a more in-depth reading. I also have a sliding scale, and I ask that you pay per minute, but if you need to negotiate a price with me, I'll adjust the price. So feel free to contact me on my page anytime. Oh, and one more thing, please limit your questions to only one per person. No health, pregnancy, legal, or time frame questions. Okay, I'm going to take the first caller, 215. Are you going?
Oh.
Hi. 215?
Oh, yes. Is that me?
Yeah.
215. I'm the first time caller. I got laryngitis. Sorry.
It's all right.
I really don't have a question. I just wanted to know what you see for me.
Okay, just in general. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I can pull a few cards. One second, I have to shuffle the cards.
Okay.
1 second. So the first card I pulled was the Four of Winter card. It says, set aside your concerns for now. You can make a decision later. Solutions that come from meditation, the need for more sleep or a vacation. Four of Spring, be grateful you have much to celebrate. Deep feelings of peace and happiness, a contented personal life. And the Eight of Spring. Stress that comes from having many things happening at once. successful multitasking sudden events or changes. Do any of those resonate with you?
Yeah, could you just repeat the last one? It was breaking up.
Oh, sorry. Stress that comes from having many things happening at once. Successful multitasking. Sudden events or changes.
Changes. Oh, you said stress?
Huh?
Did you say stress? From multitasking?
Yeah. Well, it says that your multitasking is successful, but it does say that you're having some stress.
Yeah, that resonates. Yeah, I'm good at multitasking. Too much. Too good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I could also pull a spirit animal card. Would you like that?
Okay. Is that for money or?
No. No, that's free.
Okay.
The readings are free. Donations are just optional.
Okay. Okay, I guess I'll try an animal card.
Okay. One second. I pulled the raccoon card. And for me, what the raccoon symbolizes is stealth. Like, being able to do things maybe more in a hidden way than out in the open. So I feel like this card, does that sound like what you've been doing? Have you been working on something or doing something that that you're keeping more private?
Not really.
Okay. Well, it could just be, just a spirit animal that's coming through for you, just to let you know to maybe not put everything out in the open right now.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you.
Yeah, that was your reading. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Next caller is 215. Another 215.
Hello.
767. Hi.
Hi. I guess my question is about, I want to know if you could tell me what my my daughter's father just started contacting me again, and I wanted to know if you could tell me, maybe what his intentions are.
Okay. One second. I'm just going to shuffle the cards real quick.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'm trying to do a reading on him. And the first card I got was a life experience card, saying that that he's letting go of belief systems that no longer serve him. And an important life-changing event, something happening in his life right now. It's a situation that leads to significant opportunities. And then I pulled the Four of Summer card. That he's taking someone for granted. Perhaps you and his, you said daughter, right?
Yeah.
Maybe taking you guys for granted, and he's discontentment with life. And also the need to, that he needs to stay grounded during an emotional experience. I'm not getting that, you know, that he has ill intentions.
Okay.
I think he cares for you guys, and that's why he's reaching out. But I think that a part of it, I don't think he fully grasps or appreciates the two of you to the full extent that he could.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think that he definitely cares, and he's making an effort, so that's... really, you just have to make the decision on what you feel is best for your daughter.
Okay.
But that's what I got, and I hope that helped you.
Good, thank you.
Would you like a spirit animal card?
Yeah.
Okay. I pulled the Crow card, and the Crow card is symbolic of death, not physical death per se. It's not physical death in your situation. It's more just a death and rebirth, like something has recently ended in your life, and you're starting a new chapter.
Yeah.
So I pulled the Crow card for you.
Okay. Yeah, me and him just broke up, so.
Yeah, I was getting that there was still some emotional attachment there, but I didn't really trust myself to say that because I thought you two had been separated for a while. So, I did pick up on that attachment. And... you know, kind of falling in and out of love. But I think he is making an effort.
Okay. Well, thank you. That helped a lot.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, next caller, 919.
Hi, my name is Curry, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, who's calling?
I'm sorry, my name is Kay, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
What is your question for me?
I have one question before I do this. So if I heard the opening, so if I want to get two questions, and you're saying how this the it's not required to pay, but I do want to contribute. How do I do that? That's what I wanted to ask first before I ask my question.
In the description box, you know, where...
okay, I'm
click
looking.
Yeah.
I see it. Okay. Okay. So I wanted to get two questions, but I wanted to... Okay, I wanted two questions, so I was going to pay. Okay, so thank you. My first question is, what do you see regarding my career? I'm just trying to see how things are going. point ago.
Okay. I'm going to shuffle the cards real quick.
Okay. By the way, I just sent the payment through.
Thank you. It helps me.
You're so welcome. Oh, of course. I just thank you for your time.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Okay, so let's see what I have here. So the cards are just reflecting. They're saying that you have a fulfilling life with family and friends. You raised your children wisely, and you have people in your corner that you can trust.
Okay.
But you're interested in career.
Yes, and I did have another question, which was kind of parallel to what that was, but okay.
Okay, one second.
Okay.
Now, what do you want to know about career specifically? Do you want to know if you're going to get a new job or?
If I'm going to, yes, because I'm in a job. I didn't know if I'm going to move upward in the job that I am, or the company I'm with, or is it time to move on?
Okay, I'm kind of reaching here, trying to see, you know, what I can see here. And what I got was someone, like, handing you a diploma. What does that mean to you?
Well, I am trying to work on my certification. So maybe. But I'm a little
exhausted
from that.
Yeah, it's some kind of official document saying that you completed something or that you're moving up a level. So.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's a letter.
That's what it looks like to me, that you will be moving up in your career. And the cards are also saying that you have what it takes and you just need to believe in yourself. You feel that you're powerless when you're not.
Yes, really.
A lack of self-confidence that keeps you from getting what you want. So you're going to have to learn to let that go to have what you want come
wow.
to you for your career.
Okay.
I also got the Six of Spring card. So wonderful news is on its way. Smart choices that bring rewards. Success in public recognition.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So,
okay. That's helpful.
Something you've been working on, you'll be recognized for.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know. That's good to know.
Yeah. What is your second question?
It's quick. My partner and I are doing wonderful. Do you see us getting married? She has mentioned it before, and I think she picked up my resistance. I won't say resistance, my slowfulness, but do you see us getting married?
Okay, one second. Just got to shuffle cards real quick.
Okay, thank you. That was great news about work because I was 2 seconds from quitting. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know what's best for you.
Yes. I just get frustrated with the not having the power or the control that I need, but okay.
Yeah, well, you do have it. More power and control than you think you do.
I see.
All right. So I'm just pulling cards here.
Okay.
One second.
Okay. I keep pulling cards hoping that the commitment card will come up, but I'm not I'm not seeing anything about commitment as of right now or any time.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't look like it's going to be really soon.
That's fine. I should if it happened, I could imagine for another year or two, because I don't think I'm ready for that just yet. Sounds bad to say it that way, but, you know.
Do you want me to read you what the cards say?
Please, yes, that's fine.
Okay. It might seem a little unrelated to what you're asking, but it's just kind of telling a story. So, it's saying that you need to heal family issues, that your love life benefits as you forgive your parents.
Yes.
Unrequited love. That there may be some issues with connecting with your significant other at times.
Yes.
And the cards are saying that it's safe for you to love. Open your heart to give and receive the highest energy of all. Trust.
Ooh.
The situation
is
calling for you to have faith. Passion.
Okay.
That there's passion there between you two. And also there's forgiving and learning that as you release and heal the past, you experience more love in your present moment.
Okay. All right. Understood. Thank you.
Yeah. Would you like a spirit animal card?
Yes.
Okay. One second. Okay, let's see what card we have. The dolphin card.
Really? Wow, okay.
Yeah, it has a bunch of bright pinks and greens and oranges behind it. It's very colorful and playful. It's just coming through to tell you to play more,
yes.
Be lighthearted, have fun, you know. Go dancing, just have fun and feel free to have fun.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Understood. That is so forcing me to do things different, but that's what I have to do. So thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yes. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Take care. 610 area code.
Hello.
Hi. Who's calling?
Yeah, I wanted to know. My name is Shayna, and I'm calling because I wanted to know, is me and my husband going to get back together?
Okay. Just a second while I shuffle the cards. Okay, so the cards are telling me that, that there have been financial issues and they affect your love life. You're asking if you two will get back together soon. The cards are saying, I pulled the very soon card, so that just tells me that you two will get back together. But you need to really use your intuition here, because he might not be fully truthful and is somewhat deceptive and wearing a mask, metaphorically speaking. So I don't know, I'd be weary of fully trusting him. Like, I feel like I'm feeling like he needs to earn your trust again, rather than you just giving him your trust. And I pulled the marriage card, so it's just the cards are just reflecting that you two are married, obviously. Yeah, it does look like you two will be getting back together soon. Also, the last card I pulled is the Free Yourself card. It's time to take back control of your life. So, I mean, it would be healthy to free yourself from the relationship, but, you know, if you really want to work on it, I think there's some potential there to make it last and to reconcile. So, I mean, just do what you feel in your heart is the best thing to do. And I'm going to pull, just like I've been doing for everybody, I pull a spirit animal card at the end of the reading. And I pull the bat card. So the bat is just saying, intuitively I feel that the bat is saying, that what's done in the dark comes out into the light. So the truth, you know, whatever he's been holding back is going to come to the surface. And then you can decide, like, which direction you'll head in with the relationship. I'm not sure. I got the word infidelity, but I am not sure if that's accurate or not.
Yeah, it's accurate. He was supposedly had broken up with this other woman, and I believe he's back dealing with her. I don't know if he's going to stay with her or not, if you can see that. But you said that me and him's going to be back together.
I just do one question, unless you pay the $10. But yeah, definitely there's infidelity. So, I mean, it's up to you, you know. But that was your reading, and thank you for calling. I'm sorry to leave you hanging like that, but I have to move on to the next caller. Thank you for calling and take care. Next caller, 775 area code.
Oh, hi. Thank you. Very nice to meet you. My name is Wendy from California. And for my one question, I have a friend. At least I thought she's been a friend. And there seems to be a huge misunderstanding. She sounded angry today, and she had asked me to do research online and to send her stuff, and I did, and I asked her, do you want me to still? Anyway, she got angry with me today, and she said that I was critiquing her, which I would never do. And so I was polite to her, but I said, that I would never critique her, and there seems to be a misunderstanding. And I basically excused myself from the conversation, and I told her that I wish her nothing but health and happiness. Is our friendship over?
Okay. Good second. One second. I've got to shuffle the cards here.
I am totally mystified. I almost feel like maybe somebody looked at emails and they shared her perspective with her. And it's totally way off course. I never, ever would have critiqued her. And it sounded so strange to me. But I'm not going to call her again. She's going to have to call me if she ever wants to. But it's not fair. It's I'm a very kind person.
Yeah. I just feel a lot of confusion. Like, I feel, I don't know how to explain it. It's a sense of confusion and like a feeling like she kind of just created something out of nothing. So,
really? Exactly.
And I get that she's speaking from, as far as what I could physically feel, is that it's centered in the heart.
What in
heart chakra, the energy that she's experiencing, and maybe a kind of sadness or pain caused by someone else, and she's like,
well,
hypersensitive because of it.
She's going through a stressful time at work, and she is worried about catching COVID because she works in the public arena. And also she's doing a reverse mortgage, so I don't think she's happy about that. But I've been very supportive and kind to her, so it was really off the wall. But in the way I ended the conversation, I told her I was going to excuse myself, and I wanted her to remember me telling her I wish her nothing but happiness and health, and I mean that. But I'm not going to call her back. She's going to have to call me if she wants to. So is our friendship over?
No, I don't think it's over, but I do think it's going to take her some time to actually call you back.
Okay. About what's your best guess on that?
Oh, about when she's going to call you back?
Yeah, just ballpark.
I think it's going to be a few weeks, maybe longer.
Fine. Did somebody else look at my emails and give me, and did they share her perspective with her to have her get this point of view? Because it's outrageous. Is somebody else telling
I'm not
her?
Getting anything. I'm not getting anything about email. I'm just getting that she's hypersensitive and she, there's something that's hurting her emotionally because I felt it in the heart. So I think she's just kind of taking her frustrations out on you and creating something where there was nothing.
I know you don't know me, but I'm totally innocent. And I've told her that she's like a sister to me, but I do have my pride and my dignity. So my last words to her was that I wish her health and happiness and that I excuse myself from the conversation. So maybe she'll think about it later. I don't know, but you do see us talking to each other and restoring our friendship maybe in a few weeks or so?
Yeah, I'm not the best with time frames, but that's about the ballpark that I got.
Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I'm a little in shock because I don't have that many friends. And I told her that I loved her like a sister. And we've been each other's confidant. And I have loved it when she's asked me to look up stuff and research for her online. And it was my privilege. And I had asked her, do you want me to continue to send stuff? And she said, yes. I'm big on communication. All she had to do was say, I don't want any more information. That's it.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry.
Well, you're right. She is upset about, she's scared of getting COVID because she works with the public, and I don't blame her. And she's going through a reverse mortgage, and she didn't really want to do that, but it seems like the only answer right now. So, and I'm a little stunned with her stating that I was critiquing her, because that would make me a genius, quite a know-it-all, and I'm far from it. And she should know better than to have treated me that way. I think she owes me an apology. Whether or not she'll ever give me one remains to be seen. But that's just my thoughts, because I'm not perfect, but I tell you, I've been pristine in my intentions and loved her like a sister. And I still wish her only nothing but happiness and good things. But it is painful because I consider it an important friendship. But I guess you're telling me it's not ended. Well, it'll be restored.
Yeah, and I do feel the sadness on her end too. So, I mean, it does bother her that you're not talking right now. Even though the ball is in her court.
Yeah. Well, maybe when she comes out of her delirium, she'll realize that she caused this to happen. For goodness sakes, I have very high communication skills. And I think that she's not happy right now because of issues that I've explained to you. But she should not have treated me this way. I'm very ill right now, especially, and dealing with a lot of pain. And I'm even in a wheelchair with my disability. And I usually don't like to cry, but I think maybe I probably should, because it might help me to get over this. But I am telling you, I am not going to reach out to her. She's the one that needs to reach out to me. And yes, it is my dignity. And because I honest to God, I've been pristine and like a loving sister towards her. And so you don't think that she's been influenced by somebody else?
You know, I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
I'm just getting the that she's has, like you said, she has that stuff going on in her life and it's bothering her.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
So she's just taking it out on you, and she's hypersensitive.
Well, that's not a healthy thing for somebody to do to a friend. And I had recently sent her an email because I was worried about her, and I said, her first name begins with an R, and it's like a flower. And I said, basically all I said was, you are not alone. I understand you're going through a very stressful time with work and your home and everything. I just want to let you know that I'll always be there for you. And I don't think that was a horrible thing for me to do, to send that email. I mean, I would appreciate it if somebody sends something like that to me. But, I mean, that's the kind of friend I am.
Yeah. Well, you're being a good friend.
Yeah, but I'm not going to, at this point in my life, I am not going to throw away my dignity. So if we restore our friendship, she's going to have to pass the olive branch to me. It can be by card in the mail. It can be by text, which probably won't be text, or it could be by telephone call. So which method do you think she'll use?
Probably phone.
Okay. Well, I can tell you probably what I'll do when I see her name flash on my on the screen. I'll probably won't answer it, and maybe she might leave a voicemail, and that way I would listen to the voicemail and if she leaves one. But kind of sad for me, honest to God, because I'm going through a traumatic time myself, and I don't have that many people to confide in. And for her to treat me this way is just, it just mystifies me totally. And I do not deserve that treatment. And so anyway, I'm hoping to make some really good friends, and I don't know what there is to learn from this, but I'm a high communicator in the nature of my employment. I am very good at understanding other people's perceptions, and where she ever got the perception that I was critiquing her is outrageous. That would make me extremely smart, and I should go on Jeopardy and earn win thousands of dollars. I'm the first to say I'm not perfect. So my feelings are hurt, and hopefully I'll make some more friends, but
I hope you do. It's important to get out there if you can, if you have the means of doing that. I try to join some kind of a social group or something.
Yeah, I don't know how that'll happen because I'm at high risk for COVID, but we have known each other for 40 years. And she lives about 100 miles away from me. And last Christmas, I looked her up on the internet and I called her, and she was just joyful. And she said that I was her Christmas gift for calling, which made me very happy. So our friendship was reestablished. And, but honestly, I will say that it was my dignity that, I don't know if she had other things to lay on me about what she was going to say, but I honestly feel that communication is the key. And she should have given me the courtesy of, if she found my emails offensive, even asked her, do you want me to continue to do this? And she said yes. She should have said it, one word.
Yeah,
that's all it would have taken. But
the show is going to end soon.
Okay.
So I just wanted to let you know before it cuts you off.
Sure, of course.
But thank you for calling. Thank you for calling, and feel free to call in again. I hope everything goes well for you and your friend. Okay, everyone, you take care, and many blessings from me to you. I will be on air again soon. All right, take care.